This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Mateo Ortega Sanchez. First name is Mateo, M-A-T-T-E-O. Middle name is Ortega, O-R-T-E-G-A. Last name is Sanchez, S-A-N-C-H-E-Z. Date of birth 7/17/2015. This letter is being written to Dr. Naresh Kapoor. First name is Naresh, N-A-R-E-S-H. Last name Kapoor, K-A-P-O-O-R, Kapoor. Address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 212. San Jose, California, 95116. Telephone number 408-254-8280. Fax number 408-254-1089. Dear Dr. Kapoor, K-A-P-O-O-R, thank you for asking me to see this 7-year-old, six-year-old child in allergy consultation. His history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Mateo has been having ongoing problem with frequent blinking of eyes with some irritation and was recommended by eye doctor to get an allergy consultation, period. These symptoms have been going on for about 1 month, period. There is no history of any excessive nasal congestion or persistent sneezing or stuffiness, period. There is extensive exposure to farm animals, and that may certainly be contributing to eye irritation and itching, period. There is no history. There is no history of any asthma. Strike that out. There is a history of minor wheezing in winter, which is generally well controlled with albuterol. There is no history of any eczema, period. There is no history of any food allergies, period. He's active and general and healthy and sleeps well, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant 6-year-old who did not appear to be sick, period. His nostrils were quite dry, period. There was mild darkening of infraorbital areas, possibly due to low-grade allergies, period. Eye exam was essentially normal except for frequent blinking, which I believe may be due to dry eyes, period. There were no typical stigmata of allergic conjunctivitis, period. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. Family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. As you know, he has been on Pataday and Zyrtec with the minimal improvement, period. I recommended to mom that we should stop Zyrtec and Pataday and go ahead and do some skin testing, period. Allergy skin testing revealed a moderate reaction to ryegrass, but no other obvious allergies were detected on basic allergy testing, period. It's possible that testing may be in near future later on might be more revealing, period. My final diagnosis, possibly low-grade allergic conjunctivitis. Number two, possibly dry eyes. Number three, frequent blinking. Number four, history of minor asthma and eczema, which is in decent control and does not require any medications, period. My recommendations are as follows. Number one, Zyrtec, 10 milligram once daily if needed for any itching. Number two, frequent use of artificial tears. Number three, I would recommend we stop Pataday for a few weeks to see how he to see how he responds, period. Certainly, sometimes excessive use of eye drops can make the eyes very dry, and that may be causing some blinking, period. However, if there are significant eye irritation and redness, then Pataday could be resumed, period. Overall, I believe he should do quite well, period. I've asked the family to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well-care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Mateo Sanchez.